Fritz.
Well, thank you very much, everybody, for coming in. It's been a wonderful hearing. It's one of the first land use hearings that I can remember where nobody has even implied that anybody else has any ill will or any ill intent. And that's not always the case. There's a lot of good-hearted people here with legitimate concerns. And so I think it's particularly fortunate in that we have the Southeast Quadrant plan going, we have the comprehensive plan process going. If indeed we need to change the rules, as Commissioner Novick said, then those processes are available if you think that the right-of-way width needs to be able to be bigger in order to accommodate loading, parking, and all of the other uses in it. And that's the way to do it. I confidently believe that in this case, we're going to be able to find solutions which will protect the sanctity of the industrial district and the wonderful businesses that have provided so many good jobs for neighbors and Portlanders for so long. And I appreciate you coming in to tell us. I, too, have learned a lot more than I ever thought I had no concept that I knew so little about how this whole area works. And it's even though I've been through this, every plan that we do, you learn more and more about specifically how it works or how it doesn't work. I know that the staff will work with you to make sure that it works in this case, and I appreciate the applicant as well being willing to make modifications to ensure that it does. It is, however, very indicative, as Debbie Kitchen said, of the conflict between the different zones and the edges. And this is going to be happening all over Portland in your homes as well as in your businesses, where we have different zones that no matter where you put the lines, the line is going to be somewhere. And that's one of the important pieces that we're going to need to discuss in the comprehensive plan process. How do you provide a buffer? How do you make sure that those uses are compatible? Because not all applicants are going to be as gracious as this one in thinking ahead about the potential impacts of the industrial zone on their new residents. So are the things that we can do to institutionalize and put standards in place for that, and that's very important. Thank you again for being here. Mayor Hales is meeting with the Vice President of the United States. He was very sorry to miss this hearing because he, like I, just thinks that land use is so important. Aye.
Fish.
This has been a great discussion. I want to thank everyone who took time from their busy lives to testify. I want to thank the applicant and the appellant. I want to thank staff for walking us through an issue. These are very complex issues, and they require careful analysis, and I think we've done justice to the issue today. I particularly appreciated learning about all the businesses and family-owned businesses in the vicinity. Last week, I visited a building not far from here in the industrial sanctuary where I learned that Apple had contracted with a firm to test all their apps. Another company was testing the effectiveness of product placement ads in movies. And another place was building world-class furniture. And someone else was fabricating small batches of world-class bicycles at a smaller batch that leading manufacturers wanted to test out a concept. So they went to this gentleman. It's exciting what's happening there. And I don't know if you saw today's paper. You'd have to work through the sports section, the food section, and the obituaries, but there was a story in today's paper that said Portland has overtaken Washington County in per capita income and in job growth. One-third, as Debbie pointed out earlier, one-third of the jobs since the Great Recession in our community have been grown right here in the Central East Side. So it is a vitally important job creation center, and what we're learning today is that within this zone, we have to balance a number of uses, and we have to balance them thoughtfully. And it's not an easy, there's no either or. There's a both under our zoning code. And so we have a duty to try to strike it right because we have a lot at stake. And this is a critically important job-creating district in our city. So I appreciate everyone's role. I, too, learned a lot. And I also appreciate the fact that the commissioner in charge of PBOT has said that he and his team will take a look and within the rules that they apply, see if they can bring some relief as issues come up. And that's what you have a right to expect from your commissioners in charge. So thank you, Steve. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I agree with everybody up here who said that the Central East Side is a very fragile, but a very important area to this city in terms of jobs and good paying jobs. And obviously we've seen today a lot of family owned businesses. So I think it's, my initial, I guess, reactions trying to decipher everything that's being said here was, do no harm and err on the side of protecting the Central East Side and what it is to this city. I think we're doing that, and I think we're doing that by placing a lot of faith, first of all, I should say, in the developer, Killian Pacific. I'm very heartened to hear of the gestures they have made to realizing they are on the edge of an industrial area. And I would hope the Central East Side would take up their offer to execute a good neighbor agreement. It sounds like that gesture was made, and it's still out there. So I think it's probably a good thing that can help establish sounder parameters around this decision we're making today. But the other reason I have confidence, too, is I have confidence in Kurt Kruger and in the commissioner in charge of the Transportation Department, Steve Novick, to recognize everything I just said, that this is indeed a pretty unique thing we have in this city. The city council has gone to bat for years, way before my tenure on the city council, to respect the Central East Side's integrity and job base. And I think as excited as Killian Pacific's the GOAT Blocks is, it's very important that we get this right. So I think that we have the three ingredients in place to do that. So I will vote aye, and that means this that we deny the appeal and affirm the Design Commission's decision, and things shall be worked out. And we will return on October 22nd at 10:15 to adopt findings for this. And we stand adjourned for the day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.